Hare Krishna. Today is the 40th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's departure, and that's two generations. People usually count one generation to be 20 years. Two generations have passed. So I must have been, so I was 28 years old. And many things have gone on in the world. Now I'm talking about the world around us. So many things have transpired, changed since Prabhupada's time, and many things have happened in the Krishna conscious world as well, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many things, good things that Srila Prabhupada wanted, and there were also things that Prabhupada was concerned didn't happen. Anyway, but I'm not getting into those things. And one thing that certainly happened is that the Krishna consciousness movement is still here. And despite a lot of challenges, which are natural, it's going on. I say challenges are natural because even Krishna says that. He says, Sakalini Hamata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. Krishna says that he has to come. Sambhavani Juge Juge. Age after age, in order to reestablish religious principles. But then again, they deteriorate. So even something that Krishna does is lost, becomes threatened. And therefore Krishna reappears. Sometimes he comes himself, like he came 5,000 years ago. Sometimes he comes as an incarnation, Rama Adi Shurti Kala. And sometimes Sambhavami Juge Juge means he comes, he empowers Avesh, he empowers a devotee to come and fulfill his mission. And we see Srila Prabhupada was in that category of Avesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said that Prithiviti Achayatra, every town and village, this chanting would be taking place. And literally speaking, that's going on in every town and village. Krishna's name is becoming known. I don't think the job is done, but at least it's happening. And that credit certainly goes to Srila Prabhupada, who in that time did that. But just as in Krishna has to reappear to reestablish religious principles, it means that there's a natural tendency. Sakalini Hamahata, that's the influence of time. After all, we're living in the material world. So material world means that Even you bring the best thing, even you bring the most transcendental thing, even you bring Bhagavad Gita, but people will misunderstand it. Even you bring Srimad Bhagavatam, and people will misunderstand. Even though Krishna comes himself personally, and people will challenge that, well, he's not even God, even though he says, Mataparataram Nanyat. So, Krishna says, Kalineha Mahata, it's the extraordinary, overpowering influence of time in this material world. Krishna could arrange things in a way that his teachings and so on were impervious to it, but he doesn't. Neither does even his personal appearance. He leaves behind a material body so that people who don't believe in him can say, just see. There was a material body, so Krishna's died just like we die. So generally, Krishna also and his devotees and his incarnations, even though they are differently situated, transcendentally situated, but still they tend to follow the general norms or the laws of the world. And the same is there of their instructions, and so same is there of what Srila Prabhupada also left. Prabhupada left his institution, he left his personal instructions, he left his books, he's with us in his deity form, but of course the risk, overriding risk, is there that, yes, those things will tend to wane. It's inevitable. You can't fight it. And that's why there are good things, and that's why there are some not so good things that have transpired over the years. It's inevitable that the challenge is there. If it's not inevitable that these things happen, then it becomes up to the followers. And Prabhupada says that naturally, when an acharya leaves, then he says all kinds of chaos may take place amongst followers. He says, but those who are sincere, they try to make order from that chaos. So the challenge is a natural one. But we have free will. We have the ability to fight against the natural course of time and bring the best out of every situation. So, evam parampara praptam. That's why there's a parampara. Parampara is not just the acharyas, spiritual masters, great devotees, but especially any follower, but especially anyone who's initiated into the parampara, because that's what happens, we become initiated, then it becomes their duty. It becomes their duty to fight against the influence of time and material energy. Of course, the primary duty is to become Krishna conscious. Everything else is secondary. Even giving Krishna consciousness to others, unless you're the example, giving Krishna consciousness to others becomes sort of rings hollow. But following principles, chanting Hare Krishna, and actually becoming pure Vaishnavas, showing that Krishna consciousness works. Not that we're just telling people how good it is, but that it actually works. We have to be the personal example of that. And then taking responsibility for the society, institution that Srila Prabhupada left us with. Prabhupada had really great expectations for Prabhupada wanted to change the world, and he wanted ISKCON to show how that change can take place. Prabhupada didn't want us to tell the people, the world, how to change. He wanted us to show the world how to change. But obviously for us, that meant that we had to be the example of that as a society and individually. And Srila Prabhupada wanted us to take the service of making Krishna consciousness successful seriously. He wanted us to make it our life. So he would quote Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment on the Avasyatmika here, verse, that my business, my family, my this, my that, that's all right. These things may be temporary necessities, but they're definitely temporary. And they don't get you any spiritual credits. But rather, the fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire, making successful our own personal spiritual lives, and perhaps those of our family members to start with, and some particular service, which will never be really easy. Service isn't meant to be easy in the material world. Nothing's easy in the material world. Everything is difficult. But then everything is difficult in the material world. Feeding yourself is difficult. Raising a family is difficult. Nothing's easy, especially in Kali Yuga. But at least for this, then Srila Prabhupada would say, you will get recognized by Krishna. And so if we have some service, and we should carve out some kind of service, then we should consider that this is a real great privilege, and we should ensure that we take care of that service and make that service our life. And in that way, we will live with Srila Prabhupada. No need to think that we are distant from Prabhupada. Prabhupada is always there, provided that we stay with him through these means of perfecting our Krishna consciousness, our service, and serving his Krishna consciousness movement. Hare Krishna.